can I say thank you very much that as a patient. I really appreciate the time and effort that's gone in here, and I just think, I'm sure I speak on behalf of all the other patients, that it's very heartening to feel that people actually care about you know, what we're struggling with, so thank you. I was diagnosed 3 years ago and been on a fairly low dose of prednisone and Celsa. I've suffered side effects from both, and my question is concerning the link or otherwise between immunosuppressant treatment and Celsept in particular, and cancers, particularly skin cancer. I developed basal cell carcinoma last year and had treatment for that. I'm being treated by Philip Murray in Birmingham. I have to say, fantastic clinic there and wonderful treatment. But when I raised this with him, he pointed out, as you referred to in your talk a minute ago, that the studies into mortality, the links between mortality from treatment with immunosuppressants, have not shown any link. My question is this: have there been studies that look at the non-fatal development of cancers and immunosuppressant treatment? Because the reason I ask this is that, in fact, the manufacturer's notes that are supplied with Celsept do mention skin cancer as a possible side effect.
I think that study I mentioned there, as far as I know, is the only real study that has been taken place to look at this long-term follow-up of many patients. And it doesn't mean people don't get cancer, but it means it's no higher than would expect in the normal population. So you can get the cancer as anybody could, and it doesn't mean the treatment has made your chances higher of getting that. That's the message we get from that paper. I think potentially anything you do that suppresses your immune system, we know our immune system is a surveillance for cancers as it is for infections, so potentially if you suppress it enough, you might find that cancers will come more easily. And you find that's why the lists are so huge and so scary. Because you look at that and you say, my God, I'm going to have all the things, I don't take it. But what it doesn't tell you is how many patients actually had it when the report came back to them. It said it was a frequent problem. Some of them will break down infrequent, and you can see that. So I think that the message here is, if you have a cancer in the middle of your treatment, it doesn't mean it was necessarily anything to do with the drug. Probably, you know, all of us are... is one in how many in the population that can get a cancer. It's a large number. So I think I don't know if Miles and Mark want to comment further on this. But
I mean, I think, sadly, these are probably marginal risks that we need populations of data globally to assess that risk. And on an individual basis, it's effectively impossible to say, you're on Celsept, what is my risk of getting a BCC? You can't answer that. And all we could do is review the world literature and give you a graph with very large error bars, say marginally raised. It's frustrating, but that's the best we have. But it is post kind of release monitoring for years. And when we look at interferon, we're just beginning to have a feel for what these risks are. At least with Celsept, they've been around 30 years. So we're 20 to 30 years ahead of some of the newer agents. Doesn't answer your question, I'm afraid.